Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 5703. Baruch Hashem, the second day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So, the person asked the Rebbe if the Rebbe wants to know all the details. He says, I'm not sure exactly what he was writing to the Rebbe, but he doesn't know if he should burden the Rebbe, I think, by writing all the details of the issue, or maybe just summarizing it. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you even have a question about this. Of course, you got to write. In this case like this, the more you write and the more specific you are, more details, is more praiseworthy. I don't know if it's reporting to the Rebbe about what he's done or in the work or some other thing, but the Rebbe says, but apparently he had some issues or some criticism, and maybe he felt it was, maybe it's Lashon Hara, maybe he felt, maybe it's not, he doesn't want to burden the Rebbe with saying bad things about someone. And Rebbe has addressed a similar thing in the past also, but the Rebbe is basically saying, this that you write, you don't want to touch anybody by saying details. So the Rebbe says, I think I already written about this. If you look the saying of our sages of blessed memory, so it's interesting. The Talmud says that the Torah speaks with a clean language. How do we know? Where do we see? If the Torah has a choice of saying something in a clean way or in a very direct way, the Torah uses a clean way. What is the example for it? It's from the story by the Noah's Ark, when he let in all the animals, right? So over there, the Torah describes that he let in, that from the animals that are not clean, he let in two. The clean animals, he let in 7. The non-clean animals, he let in two. But the Torah uses the word not clean animals, which in Hebrew would be asher einenu tahira, which is not clean. That's a lot of words. The Torah could have said it more directly, tamea, the defiled animals. The Torah doesn't know. The Torah writes those that are not clean, not to use the word tame, not to use the word defiled. So the Talmud says that a person should always use a clean language. But yet, surprising enough, we find the Torah talking about these animals and using the direct language of defiled, tummy. What we just said, that the Torah should uses a clean language. Because when the Torah gives you the laws and it gives you the instructions, as in the portion of Shemini, over there it has to be saying clearly, HaTahira, HaTameya. The clean one and the defiled one, the tummy one. Why? Because you don't want to beat around the bush. You don't want to make long. You know, you have to be direct. When you're talking halacha, you don't have to look for nice ways to say it. You have to say it. The clarity, the directness is more important than trying to find to say it in a nice way, you know. Really what it means is that when you're talking about, when you need a rule and you need to know, you can't try to embellish it or try to make it look good. So when the Torah gives us halachas, it says very clearly Torah Dvarim. So the Rebbe says, what it tells us also, this is a lesson to us, that when it's something which is important, that we have to rule, and it's a lesson, as in our case, which is no such a thing that you're touching somebody, but rather you're fulfilling your job faithfully. And therefore you're reporting, when somebody is not doing something properly, and you report it, that you're doing your job. That's what you have to do. Part of your job is to keep tabs and making sure that everybody is doing what they are supposed to do. And this, the Rebbe writes for us. So the Rebbe basically says to him, you have to report to the Rebbe, you have to tell him as it is, and this does not mean that you're touching anyone, because in this case, the report is necessary, and that's part of your job. And the Rebbe says, you're right about the idea. He writes to the Rebbe that they went into a new place, they moved into a new dwelling, and he went into lots of debt. So the Rebbe says, well, it's known that even the order, the way Torah writes, that itself is a lesson. So we have two statements relating to this, and they come next to each other in the Torah, which is, it says, anybody who is busy with building becomes poor. Basically, I think those who deal with construction know that there's always the budget, there's always more expenses. So, but anyways, the Gemara says, anybody who occupies himself in building becomes poor. But at the same page, in that same Gemara, it says, right beforehand, it says, anybody who has no property is not considered a person. So, which means you need to have property. It says you become poor. And Tosfos says, what does it mean? That you don't have property means that a person has to build a house. So you should build a house. Being involved in construction and building a home gets you poor, but the Gemara says you need a home. And Tosfos explains that if you don't have a property, you should build a property. As brought down in Chassidus, that kol odom she'ein lo bayis. So what it means is, the Rebbe says, you need not get disturbed or become marked disturbed because temporarily you're getting a little poor. So the Rebbe says a person becomes a slave when he has to borrow the money. The verse says, you need to, it's something, you get poor. What does it mean, poor? Because you have to, if you have to borrow money and you're invested, you actually become sort of a slave to the person. You have to take money from them. But the Rebbe says the wholesomeness and the addition that takes place through this, notwithstanding that temporarily there is something bothering you, in the end it'll pass. The Rebbe says, don't let the temporary challenges with the buying of the house, you know, that it causes you and everything else, it made you poor for a while and it, you know, eats up your savings, or you have to borrow money, and you know, don't, this is just temporary. Because what the house has done for you is so much more. It added shlemus. If you don't have a home, you're not a person. And the Rebbe says, he prays for him, that also the matters of the wholesomeness that a house brings, also in the spiritual level, as explained in the Maimer, Mizmer Shir Chanukas, in the end, I think, B'siyumai, and Lekutei Torah, and with additional explanation in the Hamshech, Tovrez Amavov, and on, The Rebbe blesses him for good news and for detailed good news and all of the above, and for a ksiva ksima toiva, for a written seal before. And the Rebbe has already written, brought down this idea that you have to be direct, and the Rebbe says to be specific. This he brings down here is in letter 4072 before. In any event, the Rebbe tells him, write in details. This doesn't, the fact that you have to say about other people, that's your job to report. And ending, you know, the fact that you're entering into debt, you know, don't worry, that's temporary. You'll get better. And that's the way it goes. And the Gemara, it's all on the same page. The benefit of your home is so overriding that this is good for you. And Rebbe says, you know, temporarily you feel down a little bit, you know. Like, you know, you're eating up, it's costing you more. And a lot of times people buy homes, if they build a home or even if they buy a home, the water heater is not working, this is not working, this is broken. And you know, and more expensive, more expenses, you know, and you're getting, but the Rebbe says the benefit outweighs it all. This is all temporarily. So the Rebbe blessed him for good news, and specifically, and for blessing and all the above.